哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Hallelujah, dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with everyone.
很高兴在我们的灵恩会的早上能够一起聚集来敬拜神。
And I thank God that we can get together on this morning of the convocation to worship God.
灵恩会是我们属灵能力重新得到的时刻。
The spiritual convocation is a time and a place where we can be renewed in our spirit.
我们在这个灵恩会的期间里面，我们要多多祈求神的能力。
And so during this time of the spiritual convocation, we should pray for the power from God.
这几天跟我们弟兄姐妹在聊天的时候。
In these past couple of days, and I've been talking with the brothers and sisters.
有个弟兄告诉小弟说，他来到美国已经很久了。
A brother told me that he had already been in the United States for a very long time.
他觉得我们美国的圣工虽然很发展，但是好像还有瓶颈没办法突破。
He says that although the holy work is progressing, but there seems like a threshold that we cannot cross.
比如说没办法打入这个白种人他们的社会生活当中。
For instance, we seem not be able to reach out to the white population and be used to their lifestyle.
所以我们所传所信的对象都还是以华人为主。
And so the target audience that we preach to tends to be Asian.
这是他有他心里所有的这一种感受跟感想。
And so this is a feeling that he has had for a while.
那小弟回他一句话。
And so I said to him,
我来岂没有缘故吗？
Didn't I come with a reason?
我们大家来到美国岂没有缘故吗？
Didn't we all come to United States with a reason?
我们远渡重洋来到这里定居，岂没有神要我们在这里的缘故吗？
We have come here and we have established our lives here. Didn't God have a purpose for us?
我们能够蒙召在这个地方，岂没有缘故吗？
The fact that we were called here, don't we have a purpose?
所以我们早上就用我来岂没有缘故来作为相互的提醒。
So this morning I'd like to talk about do we not have a purpose here?
我们来看撒母耳记上十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 1.
第一节，腓力士人召集他们的军旅要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西家中间的以弗大悯。二节
，Verse two，
扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，摆列队伍，要与腓力士人打仗。三节
，Verse three，
腓力士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。四节
，Verse four，
从腓力士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫歌利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口。五节
，Verse five，
头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重五千舍克勒。六节，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟。七节
，Verse seven，
枪杆粗如织布的机轴，铁枪头重六百舍克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。八节
Verse
哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立呼叫说，你们出来摆列队伍是做什么呢？我不是腓力士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间选一个人，使他下到我这里来。九节
Verse
他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。十节。
Verse ten。
那腓力士人又说：“我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。”十一节。
Verse 11。
扫罗和以色列众人听见腓力士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其害怕。跳过来看十六节。
Let's skip to verse 16。
十六节，那腓力士人早晚都出来站着，如此四十日。我们再跳过来看二 21节。
Skip to verse 21.
21节，以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。22节。
Verse 22.
大卫把他带来的食物留在看守物件人的手里，跑到战场问他哥哥们安。23节。
23.
与他们说话的时候，那逃战的就是属加特的非利士人哥利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前所说的话，大卫都听见了。24节。
24.
以色列众人看见那人，就逃跑，极其害怕。25节。
Verse 25.
以色列人彼此说：“这上来的人，你看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂阵。若有人能杀他，王必赏赐他大财，将自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列人中免他附加纳粮当差。”26节。
26.
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“啊，有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”27节。
27.
百姓照先前的话回答他说：“有人能杀这非利士人，必如此如此待他。”28节。
28.
大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒，说：“你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。”29节。
29.
大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”我们读到这边。
Let's read until here.
啊，这里记载着非利士人又召集他们的军旅要来跟以色列人征战。
Here records the account of when the Philistines gathered their armies to fight with the Israelites.
啊，这里记载着以拉谷的战役。
And this records the battle.
那我们这个故事都很熟。
And all of us are very familiar with this story.
大卫最后打死了哥利亚。
And we know that the end, David defeats Goliath.
大卫从一介的小小的牧童，登上了国际的政治舞台，成为将来的君王。
And so, with one fell swoop, this young boy from a very small town became a very great warrior in the country.
啊，当我们在看，在听歌剧也好，听音乐音乐会也好。
So we can listen to concerts or music.
啊，都有这个序曲序幕啊来。引出啊主要的剧情，主要的乐章。
You can see that in many pieces there's an introduction.
大卫要从一个小牧童成为一个君王，这一场战役啊，也就是他人生的一个序曲，一个序幕。
And so the story of how David became went from a small shepherd boy to the king.This story is like an introduction or a prelude.
这一场征战是个关键。
And so this battle is like a turning point.
那我们也可以从这场征战当中，我们看到大卫为什么被神重用。
And from this battle, we can see why God chose to use David.
我们可以看出扫罗为什么被神弃绝。
And we can see why God rejected Saul.
那我们早上就有用这场征战。来做互相的查考。
And so this morning we are going to study this passage.
首先我们来看看扫罗军的无能。
So let's first look at the inadequacies of the Saul.
这里说这个扫罗带领着以色列的军旅也安营摆列队伍，要与非利士人来征战。
And so it tells us here that Saul leads the Israelite army to the Valley of Elah in battle array against the Philistines.
他们确实是出来摆列队伍，彼此相对，准备要打战。
So both sides were in battle array, ready to fight.
战鼓连天，旌旗飘扬啊！但是彼此对视，没有任何动作。
And everything was set to go, but neither side moved.
摇旗呐喊，喊着杀杀杀，但是没有人出来。
So it's as if someone yelling, kill, 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 but no one came out.
表面上也是排列队伍。
On the surface, they are in battle array.
哈，也是要征战。
And they need to fight.
但是却不能战。
But the fight does not happen.
为什么不能够出来作战？
Why is it that the battle has not started?
啊，因为对方的阵营派出了一个讨战的勇士，叫歌利亚。
Because the enemy put out a man, a warrior named Goliath.
啊，圣经描写这个歌利亚，他身高啊，六肘零一虎口，大概有三公尺高啊。
And so the Bible records that Goliath was 6 cubits in a span tall, about 3 meters tall.
太可惜了，如果来到现在可以去打 NBA 哈。
Unfortunately, he lived in that time. If he lived now, he could be in the NBA.
啊，说他头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，光那个盔甲重5000舍克勒，大概啊是57公斤重啊。
And he had a bronze helmet and a coat of armor, and the coat itself was already 5,000 shekels.
腿上有铜护膝，那背负着铜戟呀，这个枪杆好像织布机的这个机轴那么粗啊。
And he had bronze greaves on his legs and a javelin, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam.
哦，光光那个铁枪的枪头啊，就600舍克勒重。大概有7公斤重。
And just the head of the spear was 600 shekels, which is probably about 7 kilograms.
那还有一个拿盾牌的人走在他前面保护他。
And he even had a shield bearer in front to protect him.
想必这个歌利亚一定很强壮，才能够背负那么重的装备。
So Goliath must have been very strong in order to wear armor that heavy.
他全副武装，几乎无懈可击呀。
And he seemed very invincible because he was covered from head to toe.
没有弱点。
And seemed as if he had no weak points.
当扫罗看到歌利亚这个架势啊。
When Saul saw Goliath.
当以色列这些军旅看到对方派出来的勇士啊。
And when the Israelite army saw the warrior that the enemy had put out.
那他们的表现是惊惶、极其害怕、逃跑。
And their response was extreme fear, and they ran away from them.
扫罗不是高人一头吗？
Wasn't Saul taller than everyone by one head?
可惜啊，在这个歌利亚的眼前啊，他还是矮人一大截。
But in front of Goliath, he was still short by a lot.
扫罗他不是也穿着全副的军装吗？
Wasn't Saul completely geared up with armor also?
从后面啊。他要借给大卫的装备可以看出啊。
And later on, we can see that he wanted to lend his armor to David.
啊，他也是头戴铜盔啊，身穿铠甲。
And we can see that Saul also had a bronze helmet and a coat.
腰间呢、啊，还系着一把宝剑呢、啊。
And he even had a big sword in his armor.
扫罗啊，惯用的是枪啊，他手也执着枪啊。
And so Saul even had a spear also.
装备跟歌利亚差不多。
And so his attire and equipment was similar to Goliath's.
以色列军旅也是出来摆阵，跟腓力士人一样。
And the Israelite army was in battle array, just like the Philistine army.
却是能看不能用。
But you can look at all the resources they had, but they did not use them.
养兵千日，用在一时啊，竟然没办法来用。
And they have made all these preparations and have all these weapons, but they have not used them.
扫罗跟他的军队是能看不能用的军队。
So the army of Saul is an army that you can look at, but is useless.
这代表什么？
What does this mean?
我们的信仰有可能像扫罗这样。
Is our faith like the army of Saul?
能看，但是不能作战。
We can look at this army, but we cannot use this army to fight.
表面上我们也是很敬虔，在做工，在聚会，在祷告，在读经。
On the surface, we diligently work, do holy work and pray and attend service.
但真正当魔鬼的试探出现的时候，
But when the Satan's temptation appears to us,
当困难摆在前面的时候，
When we encounter difficulties in front of us,
当属灵征战在我们前面的时候，
When there's a spiritual battle in front of us,
我们是不是像扫罗跟他的军旅一样？
Are we just like Saul and his army?
表面上也是要应付。
On the surface, we seem like we're ready to defend and fight.
但是却没有一点能力啊。
But we have no strength at all.
一点力量都没有。
Not a drop of strength.
为什么会这样？
Why is it like this?
我们从扫罗他的表现可以知道。
And we can know from Saul's behavior.
扫罗是已经被神弃绝的人。
Saul had already been rejected by God.
为什么会被神弃绝？
Why was he rejected by God?
因为他不遵守神的命令。
It is because he did not obey God's commands.
他虽然高人一头。
Even though he was taller than everyone by at least one head.
但他却爱出风头啊。
But he,
爱面子。
Oh, he was a show off.
所以啊，他不应该做的献祭啊，他也抢着做了。
And the sacrifices he should not have made, he made.
当神啊，要他去灭绝亚玛利人啊。
When Saul wanted him to completely destroy the Amalekites,
他那个爱出风头的个性又跑出来了。
This vain nature inside of Saul came out again.
如果照神的吩咐，就这样安安静静的出去，安安静静的回来，谁知道我扫罗有多能干？
If I left for battle very quietly and came back with nothing, then how will anyone know that I Saul am brave?
谁知道我丰功伟业？谁知道了功勋彪炳啊？
Who will know what a great warrior I am?
所以啊，他就来一个啊，擒敌王掳敌物啊。
And so he captured the king and took some of the spoils of war.
来一个凯旋而归的啊。
And
胜利都回来哈。
And brought spoils from the war.
然后啊，又跑到这个加密那边去立一个纪念碑。
And he even erected like a monument.
来叙述他的。这个伟大。
To remember his greatness.
他没有将荣耀归给神。
He did not give the glory to God.
要归给自己。
And he wanted to give it to himself.
强出头咯。所以他回到这个回来之后虽然表面上说我这些东西是要献给神的。
And after Saul came out from battle and he had all the spoils and he said, I am going to offer these things to God.
但其实是这样吗？
But is that really the case?
撒母耳责备他。
Samuel rebuked him.
神岂是要你这些献祭啊？
Does God want all your sacrifices?
我们来看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节，撒母耳说神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？天命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的油脂油。二三节。
23.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你做王。所以扫罗被神弃绝了。
So at this point, Saul was rejected by God.
一个被神弃绝的人没有神同在。
Person who has been rejected by God does not have God's abidance.
没有神跟他同往。
And God does not walk with this person.
他怎么会有能力呢？
How can such a person have strength and power?
虽然同样的摆列队伍，同样的要征战。
So we can see that although both armies were lined up in battle array and ready to fight,
有同样的装备。
They had the same attire, same equipment.
但只是能看不能用。
But we can see that the army is something that you can see, but is completely useless.
今天我们的信仰生活，或是我们的侍奉生活。
Today, our life of faith.
如果失去了神，被神厌弃了。
If we have lost God or have been forsaken by God.
不是为了要荣耀神，不是为了要服侍神，而是要荣耀自己，要来服侍自己，体贴自己的话。
If our works are not to glorify God, but rather to glorify ourselves.
虽然你一样在侍奉，一样在敬拜。
Although you are worshiping and serving God like everyone else.
神不悦纳。
God is not pleased.
神弃绝你。
And God will reject you.
你在仇敌、在魔鬼的面前，你只有逃跑，只有害怕的份。
And so in the presence of Satan, you will just run away with fear.
这是扫罗军的无能。
And so this is the inadequacy of Saul.
也代表那一些形式上敬拜神的人。
And this army also represents those who worship God as a formality.
再来我们看大卫。
Now let's look at David.
大卫就不同了。
David is different.
这一场战仗干他没有什么不相干的。
This battle originally had nothing to do with him.
他只不过是个牧羊的小孩子。
He is the son of a shepherd.
啊，打仗的事跟他没有关系。
The matters of war have nothing to do with this boy.
本来也不是在这里的。
And it's not supposed to be here.
今天他的父亲叫他啊，把礼物送到他的这个哥哥那边去。
And it just so happened that his father sent David to bring some supplies for his brothers.
给他的哥哥们，也给他们哥哥的长官呢。
And the supplies were for his brothers as well as the captain.
因着这个机缘，大卫才卷入了这场啊这个征战当中。
And it was because of this reason how that David encountered this battle.
啊，大卫没有把这个事情置身度外。觉得自己不关没有相关、哦、
But even though, but David did not consider this matter as something, that's not something that he should not consider.
他一听到啊，有人竟然敢侮辱神呐、啊，敢侮辱神的军队啊。
When he heard someone defying God and defying the armies of God,
他就觉得这个事情啊，跟自己有关系喽。
He felt that this situation was something that he had to deal with.
也就是说，他看到破口。
It's as if he saw a hole.
他看到软弱。
He saw a weakness.
他没有说这不关我的事。
He didn't say that this is none of my business.
啊，有一个笑话这么说。
There's a joke that goes like this.
说啊，有个父亲呐、啊，在他临死之前很不放心他的儿子。
There was a father who, before he passed away, was worried about his son.
所以他把他叫来说啊，啊，爸爸有事情啊，要交代你。
And so he called his son and said, I have something to tell you.
我教你啊，我人生成功的三大秘诀。
And he said, I'm going to tell you the three secrets of my success in life.
啊，这三句话你千万要记住啊。
And so these three bits of advice you have to always remember.
保你啊，辉煌腾达。
And it will lead you through life.
哪三句话呢？
And so what are these three pieces of advice?
那不关我的事啊。
First one is, that's not my business.
啊、我不知道啊
I don't know
我来的时候已经是这样了
And when I came, it was already like that、
哦、这三句话你绝对要记住啊
And so for these three phrases, you must remember
很多人、啊、都是这样子的
And so many people are like that、
啊、你知不知道什么？我不知道啊
Do you know about something? No, I don't know anything
那是你的事，怎么不知道呢
But this concerns you, how can you not know?
那不关我的事啊
But that's none of my business.
怎么不关你的事呢?
How could it not be your business?
我来的时候已经这样了。
Well, when I came, it was already like that.
那你要我怎么办?
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
所以啊，大卫不是这样的人。
David was not a person that would say such things.
把这个事情当作自己的事。
And so this problem, he made his own problem.
把神的荣辱啊，当作是自己的事。
And he considered the glorification of God as his business.
啊，所以啊，他听到这个非利士人在那边咒骂四十天呢。
And so he heard that this Philistine had been defying the God for 40 days.
扫罗任凭敌人咒骂神，羞辱自己四十天之久。
And so that means for 40 days, Saul hid away from the enemies and disobeyed God.
今天我们是不是也这样子?
Are we like this?
我们任凭教会的软弱,任凭我们信仰的软弱,在那边夸胜。
And do we deny the problems in our own faith and the problems in the church?
我们不敢去面对。
And we're afraid to face these problems?
大卫就不一样。
David was not like this.
大卫啊，他勇敢，他为神发义怒。
David was courageous and had a righteous anger for God.
他到处打听啊，哈，这个人是谁啊？这么大胆。
And he went around asking, "Who is this man who has such who would dare say such things?"
未受割礼的非利士人啊，竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。
This uncircumcised Philistine would dare curse the armies of God.
他也很好奇，为什么？这种事情能发生啊
？He was very curious how such a situation came about.
啊，那扫罗的军队在做什么呢
？So what are the armies of Saul doing？
他这个啊积极主动的动作啊，引起别人的不高兴哦。
And we can see that people were not happy with David's actions.
他的兄长啊，首先就不高兴了。
The first person to be upset was his eldest brother.
说啊，你来这边干什么？
He said, "What are you doing here?"
你那几只羊到哪里去了？
What did you do with the few sheep in the wilderness?
我知道你骄傲了。
I know you are proud.
啊，你想我要来看打仗的了。
You just came to see the battle.
大卫的兄长啊，不但没有鼓励大卫。
Not only did David's older brother not encourage David.
反而浇他一大桶冷水啊。
But just dumped a bunch of cold water on him.
还污指这个大卫是骄傲。
Even accused David of being proud.
往往啊，懦者啊才是骄傲的。
Oftentimes, the person who criticizes is the one who is proud.
在这里，我们看到大卫他摆脱兄长的束缚。
And here, David questions his brother.
他没有因为他的兄长泼他一大桶冷水他就退缩了。
And we can see that David did not pull back just because his brother discouraged him.
我看骄傲的是他的哥哥们。
I think that his brothers were the ones that were proud.
面对仇敌，束手无策。
They were facing the enemy and were helpless.
今天有人热心反而去打压。
And now today, somebody is very zealous to fight this enemy, but they just want to squash him.
今天在我们的侍奉上，也经常看到这种情形。
In our service today to God, we can see this situation.
因为我们不想做。
Because we don't feel like doing it.
但是有人做，我们就怕说被人家比下去了。
And if someone goes and does the work we don't feel like doing, we're afraid that someone will compare the two of us.
所以我们也打压人家，你也不可以做。
And so we might discourage the other person from doing this work.
人意强出头。
And it seems that the human will prevails.
其实没有检讨自己。
But actually, we have not examined ourselves.
任凭仇敌在那边叫嚣骂阵。
And we allow the enemy to stand there and just criticize and curse.
所以我们要效法大卫啊。
So we should be like David.
为神发热心啊。
That we are zealous for God.
与其咒诅黑暗，不如点亮自己啊。
And if everywhere around you is dark, what you should do is let yourself up.
所以大卫回答他兄长说：“我来岂没有缘故呢？”
So David replied. What have I done now? Is there not a cause?
他就离开他的兄长。
And so he left his brothers.
他去见扫罗王。
So he decided to go see King Saul.
他自请要出战。
And so he was very motivated to do something about this.
扫罗王一听说有人家来报名高兴得很哦。
And so when Saul heard that there was a volunteer, he was very happy.
结果一看，怎么是个小孩子呢？
And then he looked and it was a boy.
扫罗就说你不可以去。
And Saul said to David, "You can't go."
你太年轻了。
You're too young.
那个腓力士人从小就做战士了。
And that Philistine, he was a man of war from his youth.
我看你不行了。
I don't think you can.
大卫又被泼了一大桶冷水了。
And so David got dumped on another cold bucket of water.
有时候我们要做圣工。
Sometimes we want to do holy work.
阻止我们最大的是谁
Who are the ones that are against us the most?
可能就是那些觉得就是那些为我们好的人哈。
Is oftentimes it's the people who are looking out for our best interest.
我们的亲人。
Maybe our family.
不用啦，你不要那么累啦，别人去做就好了。
Don't tire yourself out too much. Just let other people do it.
有时候让我们没办法为主热心，就是来自于这些亲情的压力。
And sometimes it's hard for us to be zealous for God because of the pressure from our family.
来自于那些为我们好的人
And it's ironic that these are the people who are looking out for us.
当主耶稣跟他的门徒说他将来要在耶路撒冷要被害，要受死
And when Jesus told his disciples that he will be going to Jerusalem to be judged and then to die,
彼得不是马上说主啊，万万不可哦。
Didn't Peter say, Jesus, you shall never do such a thing?
主耶稣说，撒旦退到我后边去。
Jesus said, Satan, get behind me.
因为你体贴人，不体贴神。
Because you follow the will of man, but not the will of God.
所以我们要像大卫一样，能够摆脱这样的亲情传统的束缚
And so we ought to be like David with the spirit of doing what is right.
要体贴神，少体贴人。
And so we often should seek the will of God and not seek to please man.
啊，今天啊，若不是神啊，看守城池的人枉然警醒啊。要不是神的保守。
Without God's protection.
啊，那个啊，那个看守那个城门的人啊。
The person watching the gate of the city,
他枉然警醒啊。
He may not be alert.
所以同样的道理。
So the same idea.
也许我们都很忙。
Maybe we're all very busy.
那我们啊，可能在工作上，在我们事业上啊，没办法很拨出很多时间来侍奉神。
Maybe between our jobs and our careers, we don't have that much time to serve God.
但是要我们往另外一个方向来思考。
But let's think about it from a different perspective.
今天如果神不保守你的话，
If God does not preserve you today,
啊，你就好像啊，赚了很多钱放在破漏的钱袋子。
It's as if you make a lot of money, but you put it in a purse that has a hole in it.
装了很多，但是都流掉。
You might fill the purse up, but then it all flows out somehow.
啊，今天啊，如果神不给你健康啊。
Today, if God does not grant you good health,
你又能做什么呢？
What can you do?
所以我们啊，要把神摆第一位。
So we have to remember to put God in the first place.
神绝对会把照顾我们日常生活的事情也摆第一位。
And God will take great care to provide us with all the needs we have.
记得小弟要献身的那一阵子。
During the time when I was determined to offer myself up at full-time ministry.
也因我当时在上班。
Because at the time I was working.
有一个这个其他教会的一个干事，或者教会的这个信徒啊。
There was a believer from another church.
他因为我们有跟他的教会有业务的关系。
And because we had a relationship with their church.
后来啊，他听说我想要这个献身当传道，他很高兴。
And later on, when he heard that I was going to devote myself to be a minister, he was happy.
所以他就问我说：“你什么时候啊要去念神学院啊？”
And he asked me, "When are you going to theological school?"
我跟他讲，我还在考虑呢。
And I told him, "I'm still thinking about it."
因为我怕说，万一没有考上的话，那我工作也没有了呢。
And I'm afraid that in case I don't get into the school, then I don't want to lose my job.
但是我又想说，我一边工作一边准备，好像也对不起神，没有尽心尽力啊。
But if I work and prepare to study for the exam, it feels like I'm not giving everything I have to God.
因为工作真的很忙。
Because work was very busy for me.
结果啊，我被对方骂了一顿。
And as it turns out, this believer from another church scolded me.
他说你没有信心。
And he said, "You have no faith."
为什么你不想说，你尽心尽力准备？如果万一真的没有考上，神一定会再给你安排一个更好的工作啊！
Why don't you think that if you spend all your time studying for the test, and if in the event that you don't get in, why don't you think that God will give you an even better job?
啊，真的是一语惊醒梦中人啊！
And so he woke me up.
所以我说我们要想一想啊。
And so sometimes we get to think about it a little bit.
如果不是神的保守跟看顾啊，
If it wasn't for God's protection and care,
我们又能抓住什么呢？
What can we hold on to?
什么都没有了。
We have nothing. 好，
再来我们看这个大卫，他之所以能出去作战，
And so he was able to go out. David was able to go out to battle.
他不是光说我有心。
It wasn't that he just said, "I have the heart."
哦，我为神发义怒。
And I have righteous anger for the Lord.
我就要出来当传道了。
And so I'm going to go out and be a preacher.
这个很传道很少，我要出来。
There are not enough preachers, so I'm going to offer myself.
都是这样还不够了。
If you do this, it's still not enough.
这样还不能让大卫能够战胜哥利亚。
This is not enough for David to defeat Goliath.
大卫还凭什么呢？ So what, 他靠神，他自己也要有两把刷子吧。
David relied on God, but he had to have a means.
所以当扫罗说他不行的时候啊，他马上就说了。
So when David, when Saul told David that he can't go out, David immediately said,
我平常是受过训练的咯。
Said, I have been trained.
我在牧羊的时候啊，有熊来，有这个狮子来啊，要来抢我的羊啊，我把狮子把熊打死啊。
He said, while I was a servant, while I was a shepherd, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb, I would go out and fight it.
我相信神救我脱离熊跟狮子，也能够救我脱离这个非利士人哥利亚。
And I believe that God will help me defeat this, this Goliath in the same way that He has helped me kill the lion and the bear.
结果啊，哇，扫罗对他就另眼相看哦。
And so Saul kind of looked at him.
想不到这个小伙子还有两下子啊。
And it seems he was kind of impressed that this little boy had some guts.
你可以出战。
So he said, "Okay, you can go."
我把我的军装啊给你穿上吧。
So you can wear my armor.
什么样的军装？
And what sort of armor did Saul have?
王的军装呢？
This is the armor of a king.
不是随便叫那个部署啊，你拿一套给他穿呢？
It wasn't just the a random piece of armor.
王，扫罗王的军装。
This is the armor of King Saul.
大卫一穿呐、啊，不习惯呐、啊。
And so when David put on this armor, he was not used to it.
不能走啊。
He couldn't walk.
扫罗高人一头啊，想必啊，他那个军装是 double XL 的啊。
And since Saul was so much taller than everyone else, his size must have been like double XL.
这个大卫这个时候才是童子而已啊。
And at this time, David was just a boy.
怎么穿的合身呢？
How could he wear such a large armor?
所以他就把它脱掉了。
So David took off the armor.
他说我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿惯。
He says, I cannot walk with these because I have not
worn them. 摘脱了。
So he took it all off.
把它摘脱了，不简单啊。
This is not easy.
那可是军装呢。
This is the armor of a warrior.
军装至少有保护的作用吧。
And at least the armor of a king would have a purpose to protect yourself.
他会把它摘脱了。
But David took all of this protection off.
王的军装呢？
This is the king's armor.
大家求之不得的呢。
Everybody wants to wear the king's armor.
他把它摘脱了。
But David took it off.
今天我们服事也是一样。
Today when we serve, it is the same way.
我们的信仰也是一样。
And our faith is the same way.
要去摘脱那个传统。
We have to throw off traditions.
摆脱那个传统的包袱。
And we should put aside the constraints of tradition.
不是军装不好。
It is not to say that the armor is bad.
是不适合你。
But it's to say that this armor does not suit you.
同样不是传统不好。
It's not to say that traditions are bad.
不一定是我们的现今呐。
But it may not be appropriate for us.
不一定是适合、啊、这个时刻、啊。
Maybe it doesn't apply for this time.
但很多人不敢摆脱传统。
But many people do not like to put aside old habits.
很多人被传统绑手绑脚。
And many people are constrained by traditions.
结果教会圣工没办法推展。
And so it is hard for the holy work for the church to grow and progress.
个人信仰没办法突破。
And our individual faith gets stagnant.
很多人啊没办法摘脱那个荣耀、掌声。
Many people cannot put aside glory, self-glorification.
小弟曾经说啊。还有人做圣工还会挑呢。
Sometimes when people, I've said that sometimes when people do holy work, they will pick.
做圣工啊，就做翻译啊，还有司琴，还有领诗。
When they pick their holy work, they want to interpret or lead hymns or play the piano.
因为啊，这个大家都有在看，哎，这个人有在做圣工。
Because then everyone can see that this person is doing holy work.
将来啊，介绍对象就比较好。
And so it's easier for people to introduce people to you.
观念不对。
But this concept is incorrect.
但是很多人没办法去摆脱。
But many people cannot put these things aside.
摆脱人为的荣耀。
And they cannot put aside the glory of man.
摆脱人给的掌声。
And they can't put aside the praise they get from people.
大卫毅然决然把它摘脱掉。
But David did not hesitate to take off this armor.
再来，他去。溪里面去拿了，去选了五块石头啊。
And so then he went to the brook and picked out five stones.
拿着机弦就上战场去了。
And took his sling and then went on to the battlefield.
非利士人哥利亚一看啊，哈哈大笑。
And so when Goliath saw David coming, he laughed.
怎么派一个小孩子来呢？
Why did you send me a boy?
拿着这个玩具的机弦啊。
And he comes with me with a toy.
开玩笑嘛。
You must be kidding me.
把我当小狗咯。
You think I'm a dog?
哈，看我啊，怎么样修理你啊。
And see how I'm going to punish you.
啊，就指着自己的偶像咒诅大卫。
And the Philistine cursed David by his God.
大卫跟他说。
And so David said to him.
啊，说你来攻击我啊，是靠刀枪铜戟啊。
You've come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin to fight.
我攻击你是靠万军之神的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。
But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
我的神一定会啊，让我打胜你。
And my God will deliver you from, deliver you into my hands.
使众人知道得胜不是用刀枪啊，是因为神啊。
And so that everyone will know that the, a victory is not because of the sword, but because of God.
大卫靠着神有必胜的决心。
And because David relied on God, he had this determination.
他靠着神毅然摘脱传统，还有保护他的军装。
And by relying on God, he was able to put aside traditions and throw away the king's armor.
靠着神，他拿着他最拿手的武器击旋。
And relying on God, he used the instrument he is most accustomed with to fight.
他拿着那个大家看不起的武器。
And he used a weapon that everyone looked down on.
好像玩具一般的武器。
And it's almost considered like a toy weapon.
他打败了哥利亚。
And he defeated Goliath.
他一颗石头甩出去，刚好打到哥利亚啊，全身没有唯一没有啊啊没有保护的这个额头啊。
With one shot, he slung this stone into the one place that was not covered on Goliath, that is his forehead.
除了神的帮助以外，
besides God's help,
大卫啊，这个甩击旋的功夫要很要了得才行啊。
David must have perfected his technique of using the sling.
他要能够打得快，打得狠，打得准啊。
He has to be able to sling it very fast, very strongly, and very accurately.
相信他平常经常操练。
And I'm sure he often practices and trains.
所以他能够打胜仗。
So then he can fight a victorious battle.
今天我们都知道我们要靠神。
Today we all know that we have to rely on God.
传福音要靠神。
We know that when we preach the gospel, we need to rely on God.
做圣工要靠神。
When we do holy work, we need to rely on God.
信仰要靠神。
And our faith depends on God.
请问你的机旋在哪里？
Where's your sling?
请问你熟不熟练？
Are you well practiced?
今天我们不一定啊，要用很荣耀的侍奉，或者是负担呐 这个很重的圣工啊。
Today we don't have to do a great work or take a great burden upon ourselves.
今天呢，只要你善于你用专长的侍奉，你能做得好的话。
But as long as you can take what you know how to do and serve God loyally.
就算只是扫扫地。
Maybe it's just sweeping the floor.
就算是刷马桶啊。
Maybe it's cleaning the toilets.
我能够荣耀神。
But I can glorify God.
我能够发挥我的专长。
And I can do whatever I do best.
这就是你自身的秘诀。
And so this is how you can this is the secret to doing your best.
所以我们从大卫打败哥利亚的事情。
So from this incident where David defeats Goliath,
那我们大家都来思考，我来岂没有缘故？
So let's think that we have we all come with a cause, with a purpose.
神安排我们到这个地方来。
God has arranged for us to be in this place.
神让我们出生在这个地方。
And God has allowed us to be born in this place.
难道没有原因吗？
Didn't he have a reason for this?
怕就怕我们面对强敌哥利亚。
Are we afraid of facing this very strong Goliath?
就如同美国开放的环境啊，淫乱罪恶的社会。
Maybe it is because of the immoral society of the United States.
如同哥利亚那样的巨大。
Maybe this these things are as formidable as Goliath.
我们敢不敢去面对？
Are we too afraid to face these realities?
像扫罗那一般的信仰呢？
Is our faith like Saul?
只能观赏用。
We can only use it for show.
表演用。
And it's like a performance, like a show.
却不能作战。
But yet it's useless for battle.
还是我们能够像大卫这样。
Or can we be like David?
除了靠神。
Besides relying on God.
自己平常也有操练。
we train ourselves regularly.
在信仰生活上操练。
And our life of faith, we cultivate ourselves.
在读经，在祷告的事上扎实。
And we diligently read the Bible and pray.
这样我们才能够一击制胜啊。
And only by doing this, we can be victorious.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus help us.
让我们都能当这个大卫。
So that we can all be like David.
我们能够像这个社会说，我来其没有缘故。
So we can say to society, haven't I come with a purpose?
能够靠神得胜。
And we can rely on God and be victorious.
唱诗。